The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Thursday, July 12, 2007, and Presidential Release number 352. I begin with the announcement that Charlie Brown, who has served as our treasurer and also as our president in Virginia, and who currently provides services from an office here at the National Center for the Blind to build certain programs, has become the proud grandparent, and then Jackie is the grandmother of Chelsea, who was born on June 29th at 1:24 in the afternoon, so congratulations to the Brown family. This is also the birthday of Diana Maurer, who is 20 today, and is in Spain watching the running of the bulls, so I've been thinking of her. She's 20, and her brother David is 23, so the Maurers no longer have any teenagers, amazing as that may seem. We have had a great convention. We will be talking about a number of things that came out of the convention. One of them that I might mention is that Jim Gashel announced some time ago his retirement from the staff of the Federation, and Betsy Zaborowski also announced her retirement. She hadn't been certain what time she would retire. It has now come to be a change of duties rather than a retirement. She no longer serves as executive director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, but she is still working closely with us here as part of the staff of the National Federation of the Blind. She will be working sometimes here at the National Center and sometimes from other locations. Jim and Betsy were at the banquet of the National Federation of the Blind, honored for their distinguished service to the Federation. Jim Gashel got an award, which is the Scales of Justice, with NFB engraved in one of the scales, as he has been one of the principal advocates for us for more than 34 years. Betsy has served less long, but very well. She is the person who was first executive director of the Jernigan Institute and has done extraordinarily imaginative work. Her award at the banquet had imagination all over it in all manner of ways because she has imagined a future full of opportunity and has helped a lot of that future come true. At the convention banquet, we also honored Don and Betty Capps. Don Capps first served on the board of directors in 1959. He joined the Federation in 1953 and attended his first convention in 1956. So he is the person who has served longest on the board of directors. And Don Capps' work was always promoted and enhanced and given stimulation by Betty Capps. Don and Betty Capps were given awards at the banquet. Don Capps was named a Doctor of the Federation, and Betty Capps was honored as the Keeper of the Spirit of the Federation. So those things happened at the convention. Now, in addition to that, we had other honors that were given at the banquet, one to Ramona Walhoff, and this is the Jacobus Tenbrook Award. Ramona Walhoff joined the Federation before I did and has served in so many capacities. So she got the Jacobus Tenbrook Award for her long and faithful service. She, of course, still provides service. She was after me just the other day to work with her on a book she's written, which will provide considerable support to leaders of the movement throughout the country. So she's still at it. And then there was Ray Kurzweil, who got our Newell Perry Award. So it was a spectacular time at the convention. Ray Kurzweil has done many, many things, but he started in the 1970s being interested in reading machines for the blind, and he's still interested in the spirit that we have in the Federation. He showed off during the time of the convention the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. The presidential report at the convention points out that the reader reads faster than it did a year ago, and better than it did a year ago, and more than it did a year ago. It is also cheaper than it was a year ago. And Ray Kurzweil demonstrated things that will be coming in some of the versions of the reader that will be released in the future. He had the reader identify certain items without reading the text, but recognizing shapes and labels and things like that. And he also had the reader showing how it could recognize objects and spaces. It looked around Ray's office and identified things in the office and specified what they were. We have talked about object recognition as part of the future of the reading machine. This is not built into the current version of the machine, but it is coming at some time. Partly it has to do with a great deal of training. When a kid is small, part of what the kid does is learn how to see by recognizing objects, and the machine will have to do some of that too, but each kid has to learn this individually. And one of the advantages of this machine is that you don't have to teach each machine. Once one machine knows it, that information can be easily transferred to another. Now, Jim Gashel has come to be a vice president of the KNFB Reading Technology Company, and he has been talking about things that will enhance the reading machine. He has encouraged the development of certain auxiliary aids for the reading machine. So to talk about his work and some of those, here is Jim Gashel.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. This was indeed a very wonderful convention, and I want to thank Dr. Maurer and everybody in the National Federation of the Blind for the good wishes and greetings that were given both to Betsy and to myself, and not to mention our awards that Dr. Maurer talked about at the banquet. This was truly a memorable occasion for us. And as I said in my presentation to the convention, in a very real sense, I'm not going anywhere. And I guess that is indicated by the fact that I'm sitting in here today at the studios of the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore, helping to make this presidential release. It is true, however, that my employment is changing. And Dr. Maurer has mentioned the new position. We've talked about this before. I started full-time as Vice President for Business Development for KNFB Reading Technology. And we are the people who make and bring you the reader and develop the reader. And it's a wonderful company and wonderful opportunity for me. And I believe that we will be bringing you really great technology both now and in the future. Speaking of now, we have the latest software update to the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader that was released at the National Federation of the Blind Convention. This is version 3.8. It now reads light text on a dark background, and it does it very, very well and very quickly, and it does that as well as the dark text on a light background as it was doing. And it does both of those in the same time or faster than it was reading, say, a year ago. So that's good. The reader also has what we call an express mode now. This is for people who just want the simple process of taking a picture and reading something real quick. And when you turn the reader on in express mode, all of the arrow buttons, everything in the middle becomes one big button that you press. So if you have big fingers and are worried about small arrow buttons, express mode is made for you. So we're thinking about our customers as we further develop the reader, and Express Mode is part of version 3.8 of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. During the past year, the National Federation of the Blind has been at work designing a stand for the reader, and I actually have a stand in front of me here today. This is a really good accessory to the reader, and you can buy the stand from the National Federation of the Blind. This is not available through KNFB Reading Technology. It is available from the National Federation of the Blind, and you can buy it through the National Federation of the Blind Independence Market. The stand, including shipping and handling, sells for $150, and you can buy that online, or you can call in orders to the National Federation of the Blind starting right now. And, of course, that's area code 410-659-9314, so the phone number, extension 2216, for the Independence Market. And you can order the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader Stand. The stand allows for hands-free use of the reader, so you can hold a book or put the book down between the legs of the stand. The base is a bit wider than an 8.5 by 11 inch sheet of paper. It certainly holds a paperback book between the legs, and it would read both pages that are facing up toward the reader. The reader sits in a cradle 15 inches above the reading surface and looks down at the base of the stand and sees the entire width and length of the base of the stand. So anything, even a business card or money or whatever you have that you lay down in the viewing area, doesn't matter what angle it's at, you can just simply put something down in the viewing area, reach up, hit the express mode button in the center, and it'll take a picture of it and read it to you within seconds. So the stand is a wonderful addition or an accessory to the reader, and it can be had by contacting the National Federation of the Blind, and the price is $150, which includes shipping and handling. So for those of you who have the reader, you'll find the stand to be a wonderful new accessory. And for those of you who want to own the reader, you'll find this stand to be something that you really can't do without. Once again, thank you very much for the great reception that we had at the convention and a wonderful 33 and a half years of work for the National Federation of the Blind, and another 33 or more to go as we go forward in the future. Thank you very much.
One of the elements of this year's convention was the March for Independence. That March for Independence was planned by Kevin Worley and Ron Gardner, and it was a smashing success. We had John Lewis, who is a member of Congress from Georgia, marching with us. He is a civil rights marcher from decades ago. And we had the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Georgia, Anil Lewis, who was a principal in the march also. And it was a spectacular time. We expressed our sentiments about how blind people are on the move and independent and out in the world as much during this March for Independence as we have ever done. And we were picked up in the newspapers and also observed by the citizens of Atlanta on the 3rd of July, and it raised us a lot of money while we're on the subject, as well as expressing our views of the capacity of blind people in a demonstrable way. It was a delightful time to be there. Coming up later this month, we have the Youth Slam, and the plan is going forward for that. We have a couple of hundred kids who are in their teenage years coming, and we have about 100 people who are mentors and teachers and assistants also coming. It should be a wonderful time, and we should be showing a great deal of education to these blind youth. During the convention, we talked about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and we had some release of technology, which is the newest type of digital technology for books. There had been a report that was given that said the Congress was thinking of cutting the funding to create the Digital Talking Book program in the National Library Service for the blind and physically handicapped. The convention passed a resolution which said that we wanted to have funding for that, and we sent copies of the resolution to members of the Senate while we were at convention, and we spent a lot of time and effort getting calls to members of the Senate to encourage them to add funds to the Digital Talking Book program of the National Library Service. The money has been voted out of the House of Representatives at $12,500,000. The library has requested $19.1 million for the next of 4 years so that the program can be implemented between 2008 and 2011, 2008, 2009, 2010, and 2011, during those 4 years. The machines that have been shown, created for the library program and created by VisuAid Humanware out of Canada for the aftermarket, a smaller machine than the library's machine, but still able to play digital talking books, are just delightful looking machines and appear to be exactly what we need to be able to get at large volumes of information and to manage it with ease. So the stream, which is created by Humanware, will be available in a month or so, and there will be a pilot project that will test the use of digital books that will be available through the Library of Congress. That was announced this summer at the convention. That will probably not be available until September or maybe later than that, but the machines will be available shortly, and some books will be obtainable through the Library of Congress system in order to give those who want to try the new machines an opportunity to test them sometime this fall. We need to keep on the members of Congress, especially the members of the Senate, but also we will be talking about the conference committee between the House and the Senate one of these times, and we'll get the names of the members of the conference committee to you. We don't know when the conference committee will meet. It might be as late as September. It could be earlier than that. As soon as we know, we'll get it out. I have an announcement here from Ivan Wyke. Ivan Wyke was at the convention. He has been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for a long time. I don't know when I first met him, but it's been decades ago. He says that a private law firm has filed an equal employment opportunity class action complaint against the Social Security Administration, charging disability discrimination in hiring, advancement, and other promotional opportunities at Social Security. If you have been denied employment or promotion or advancement or accommodation and you are a blind person, or if you have otherwise lost opportunity from Social Security, that is, from being employed as a Social Security employee since 2003, contact Ivan Wyke at an email address. This is I.E. Wyke, or I-E-W-E-I-C-H, at comcast.net, or you can call him at 360-731-9782. The purpose of your call is to get information from you or to give information to you about submitting an affidavit to be a part of the class complaint. Affidavits must be submitted by August 2nd, 2007, So if you're going to be a part of this class action complaint, please get to Ivan Weick soon. I should tell you that this afternoon I am going to be going to try global positioning system technology created by HumanWare. I have decided to see if it will work on the water, and I am going to be in a kayak and paddling it out into the Baltimore Harbor. A friend of mine is going with me. He has some of these kayaks, and he said, "How are you going to know when the tugboat is coming?" And I thought, now that is a very good question. I think I should find a way to know when the tugboat is about to run over me so that we can avoid this. But in any case, I'm going to be using GPS technology to see if I can go someplace on the water and get back. I'll also take the precaution of carrying a cell phone to see if I can call for assistance if that should be necessary, but I'll let you know how it goes. The convention was a wonderful one. We will be having a lot of reports about what happened at the convention in the upcoming August-September monitor. Barbara Pierce is currently working on it, and I am looking forward to what the monitor has to say. It was a wonderful convention. Our Georgia affiliate did a smashing good job in giving everybody welcome to Georgia and providing people with the things they needed. So a good convention it was, and I'm pleased that all of you who could come were there. I urge all of you who could not come to this convention and all of you who could to start planning for next year's convention. It should be a good one, too. I have one more thing to say about things that happened at the convention and related topics. The Google company announced years ago that it was going to be digitizing books in libraries from a number of the best universities. Some of the material that Google presents is usable by the blind and some is not. At the convention, a man came to present for Google and he said that many of the books, especially the public domain books that were being produced, would be downloadable. I would like those of you who use computers to try to get at these books on the Google Book Search page and to let me know of your experiences, because there are some who say this is usable and some who say it's not. Our guys tell me that it isn't usable, but I'd like to know how it's going for you. So please try and then let me know if you would. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the endings that have come to be expected. Sherilyn Creer of Utah said to me at the convention, "What did the zero say to the eight? Nice belt." David Stayer of New York has a few. He says, "I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit me." Or, "Did you hear about the guy whose left side was cut off? He's all right now." Or, "Did you hear about the time when the police were called to the daycare center? A 3-year-old had been resisting arrest."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.